psalms or songs. Songs of prayer, praise, trust, faith, psalms of instruction, confession, psalms of deliverance, psalms of repentance, psalms of distress, many, you know, different psalms. And then those psalms of deliverance of God's people, the children of Israel from Egypt. There are psalms that relate to that. Psalms of prophecy that tell about our Lord, that prophesy of Him. So much, and then that's just scratching at the surface. Just knowing the different types of psalms, but what I'm thinking about this evening is the blessed man. We want our lives to be blessed, don't we? I want to think that God has blessed my life, that God will bless my life. Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So you have in Psalm 1, verse 1, 2, 3, the blessed man. Verse 4, 5, 6, the ungodly man, the unblessed man. And when I looked at this, I was looking at this today about being blessed. And a lot of times I know that we look upon being blessed as, and this is just one of many blessings. The greatest blessing comes of grace. We're not deserving of it. God gave us salvation. There's no greater blessing that a man or a woman could have than salvation. And it is of grace. It's not by our works. It's not by our hands. It's not by anything. But then there are blessings that come to us, and they're in relation as to the life we live or do not live. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Those are things that we are doing that can either be blessed or not blessed. And it has everything to do with the way you and I live. It's specifically our relationship with God or His Word. Here in Psalm 1, and then you think about the blessing that Jesus spoke of in Matthew. You know, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the meek. These are spiritual applications. It's who we are as far as you know, our spiritual man. And truly, truly a person, I mean, because God blesses even the lost. He lets the rain come on the just and the unjust. Whether they realize it or not, God blesses them every day. But here, we're talking about these specific blessings that you and I think of that come directly from the hand of God. Blessings that make you and I, and when he says blessed, he's talking about very happy. Being very happy. Not just happy, but very happy. I mean, when you say blessed is the man, you're talking about someone that looks up and thanks God and doesn't feel like he has a trouble in the world. He is blessed. Blessed. His life couldn't be any better. That's the kind of life I want to live. That my life just can't be any better. And listen, our life being any better one way or another doesn't have anything to do with, you know, how much money you have or how much goods you have. If you have what you need every day, that's all you need. Why do you need any more? So you can be very happy, blessed, because God supplies your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Blessed is the man, this man that, and it tells things about this blessed man all through Psalms. He lives a godly life. The man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. This man does not take advice from the ungodly or their counsel. You know, we say there's a lot of, you know, smart lost people out there, you know, that it can give you some good instruction. Don't take it. God's got all the instruction you need right here in this book. Every bit of it. And I understand what man's saying by way of intellect. But listen, as far as, you know, the world, the ungodly, they will try their best to instruct you against the way of God. It eventually takes you away from God completely. They want to have instruction of life without God. How to live without God. How to be happy in this world without God. And you're not gonna be. You might find a little bit of happiness, but you're not gonna be like this man. No way are you going to be like this man. There's two ways right here presented in Psalm 1. The way of the blessed man and the way of the ungodly. Jesus, I mean, it's either his way or it's the way of the devil. It's not, you know, well, I'm not on Jesus' path, but I'm not hooking up with the devil. Listen, it's one way or another. This road only goes two ways. There's not a third option. No number four or five. There used to be a game years ago that, you know, talk about what's behind door number one, door number two, and door number three. There is no door number three. There's only two ways in this life that God gives to man. And do you want to experience, I mean, really enjoy, I mean, for it to be a reality in your life of knowing, truly knowing in your heart and soul, I am blessed by God. I am blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That continual hitching up, in other words. I mean, he walketh not. I mean, these people, it's just a lot of times that's the route they take. Things get rough, then they, you know, they'll come running back to God like a spare tire. Baptists are the worst for it. They will go that way, but then they'll come running back to God. This blessed man walketh not. He never takes that direction. He never goes in the direction of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners. You don't see him standing in their way like them, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. His very action, his spirit, is not like the spirit of others. They are the scornful, those that would sit back in scorn, and all that will sit down with them and scorn just exactly like that man. You'll never find him among their company. Never. His delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day or night. Now this man, this is what he's doing. He is speaking, studying, uttering, or pondering upon God's word. In God's law, he is meditating day and night. It is with him always. It's like the priest that, you know, they had the phylacteries. They had these things, and they had scriptures on them, and they were put upon their clothing. Every part of their vesture had something to do as a reminder of their tribe or their God or a psalm or a law. Something that when they looked at, it was a reminder. It told them they were always meditating upon God's word. You know, you can live, do your job, and still meditate upon God. You can be a husband or a wife and still meditate upon the Lord, ponder upon him. There's times you'll be in intense study. There may be times you speak of him. Other times that you will just ponder a thought, but you are meditating upon God. He is upon your mind. This man, that is the cleansing to the mind. It brings moral clarity. It keeps you sober. Keeps me sober to have God's law in our mind. That's what it does. And he meditates upon it day and night. And he's like a tree planted. I looked that up. He's like a tree planted. It didn't just spring up there. It was actually transplanted there. It was placed there by the hand of another. It was planted. It shall be like a tree planted. I thought about that, how that God sets us next to the water, like a tree. He sets us next to the water, a place where you can get all the water that you possibly need to grow. It will never be a drought for that tree. There'll never be a dry place or a dry time for that tree. It will always have what it needs. It is planted by the river of water. Thank God that God's hand is on the blessed man's life to plant him in a perfect place. Amen. Your life planted right where God wants you to be planted. Transplanted. And this man bringeth forth his fruit in his season. He yields it forth. He shoots it forth. He willingly yields. You see these trees that are fruit-bearing trees or nut trees every year, just like clockwork. It comes out. There it is. It just, why? Because that's what it is. It is living off of what, where it was planted. Who is providing it with the water that it needs. And it just, as the tree that it is, it willingly shoots it forth. A blessed, well, they some years the trees are more blessed than others, ain't they? This man, he obeys God's word. He fears the Lord. He puts his trust in God. This righteous man delights in the word of God. He meditates in it. He consecrates to obey it. It is his rule of life and conduct. It is his everything. His connection to this book. It's no wonder the devil fights us so hard. And I know every now and then that I preach about the necessity, the need of a relationship with this book. But if we really want to be blessed the way we say we do, the way we ponder of being, I don't know of anybody that doesn't want to be blessed like this. To be blessed of God. That, I mean, everything that this man, whatsoever he doeth, shall prosper. Now, that doesn't mean if he does evil, it's going to prosper. But that's not what this man has a desire to do. This man's desire, or this tree, this, let's look at it in the text of the verse number 3, the tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. This tree and what it was made to do. Listen, you are saved and you're made to do one thing. And that's to magnify your God. It's to yield fruit to Him. Because He's planted you in a good place. Some people are planted in better places than others. All of us here tonight are planted in a good place. There are places in this world you wouldn't want to trade planting holes with. We are blessed of the Savior. We are so blessed. Does God love those people any less? No, He does not. And I'm going to tell you something. He is able, if they gave their life to the Lord, He is able to bless them. They can be a blessed man where they are. In ways that you and I could not possibly understand, but they would. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You make this your standard of faith. This is what I walk by. This is what I live by. This is my life. I do not care to go the way everyone else is going. I choose to go the way God has planted me. How God has blessed me. It should make us desire to meditate upon His Word more. To think about being the blessed man that walks not in that way. He walks in a way, and then there's a way he walks not. But the ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Dry chaff. Sifted out. There we are, a tree planted by the water. Not dry. Not sifted away from everything else. The ungodly are not so. The ungodly will not even stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. They have no place with God's people. According to that one verse right there, Brother Dave, they're not going to stand in the same judgment that we stand in. Some people, they are misinstructed and they read it wrong. They believe, though, you know, one big judgment where, you know, the sheep put on the right and the goats on the left. And I know what the Bible speaks of about sheep and goat, but he's not talking about saved and lost. Saved nations, lost nations, people that did Israel wrong or right during the tribulation period. But as far as the believer is not going to stand at the great white throne judgment to be judged. We are judged at the judgment seat of Christ. Why? Because they have nothing in us. Satan has nothing in us. We are there to stand before our Lord on our blessings or not our blessing. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. He knows our way. He knows our way. When the ungodly are raging and imagining and counseling, we are meditating. We are fixed upon His Word. The world goes crazy. And they are like bees running, scattered. A million minds and all thinking something different and all just as wild and rabid as can be. But the saved are all unified in God's Word. We know where we're going. What we're doing, what to do, how to live, what to expect, where to draw strength from, how to continue worshiping God like Daniel did. When the bad time came, he still opened his door toward the east and prayed three times a day. When everybody else was scared to death. Why? Because he believed in his God. And he meditated in his God day and night. When we read, when we meditate, we are hearing. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. When we are meditating, we are hearing the wisdom of God. Right now, even, God could take something being said from Psalm 1, and you could be hearing the wisdom of God. You are hearing the wisdom. It's not my wisdom. It's His wisdom. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. His word is our counsel. It nor standeth in the way of sinners. His word is our way. It is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And it is the path. Isn't it amazing that God's word is the path and the lamp for the path? His delight, but His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law doth He meditate day and night. Doth. He is rigid to meditate. He doth meditate. There's not a day that he's not meditating. It is our life. We are blessed. We are blessed. I am blessed of God. Why would I not think upon him? Why would I not want to understand more of him? Why would I not want to turn through these pages and read about a righteous man? Staying in an upright way. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Who wouldn't want to know that? That the blessing comes from the hand of God, not from the labor of my hand, not from all that I could try to gain from the world. But whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, he said. Our lives are destroyed. They become not blessed. Chaos. They become turned upside down. I know in my life, church, when my life is not wrapped in God's word, I become a miserable person. A miserable person. I have to have it. And you say, but you're a preacher and you've been doing this for 30 some years. Listen, there's nobody that is so far that you can't get plumb cold to where you won't even go to it. Any of us could get that way. Make it your morning, your afternoon, your evening. The devil is, you know, we hear things a lot of times, and the devil make you think, well, now, you know, if you can't engulf at least, you know, Psalm 119 every, you know, three times a day, you've not read nothing. That's not so. You can meditate upon great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You can meditate upon man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. You can live on, the Lord is my shepherd. That's it. Just that part. The Lord is my shepherd. That's enough to chew on all day if you chew it right. Something from here that cleanses us, it is what we're begotten by. It is what we're begotten by. It's like blood running in your veins. You can't do without it. You die. Or you're blessed. Blessed. I'm going to say this. I'm about done. Again, something I said at the beginning. When I think about what it is to be blessed, we think about those things that come from the hand of God, and it all does. It all comes from His hand. But then, on the other hand, it depends on our relationship with Him. Some blessings do, some blessings don't. But when you look at this blessed man, it's not just one thing that he does and he's blessed. See, a lot of times we think, well, if I just do this one thing, then I'm blessed. How many different things did God say? Blessed is the man that does it. Blessed is the man that does this. Blessed is the man. Blessed are they that. This blessing can come from many ways, many different times. It's not just from one action. It's not like you know, just one drop of handfuls of purpose. It's over and over and over again. It's like being filled with the Spirit. Many feelings, many blessings, many blessings. Many things that you and I can do and be blessed by Him. Walking not in the counsel of the ungodly, that's a blessing. Not standing in the way of sinners, that's a blessing. Not sitting in the seat of the scornful, that's a blessing. You will be blessed by living that way. His delight is in the law of the Lord. You'll be blessed by living that way. In His law doth He meditate day and night. You'll be blessed by meditating. Blessed by so many actions or reactions from His word. It's how we respond in obedience or disobedience. I want to be Well, we are, if we're saved, a tree transplanted, put right by the river. You've already got the blessings of God near you.